This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Talking about consolidation in the industry, Representative Austin Scott of Georgia.
I don't think it's just consolidation on the input side. I mean, I'm extremely concerned about the influence of China and especially China in the inputs through ChemChina, Syngenta Seed. I mean, if we look at China, it's not just the interest that they own throughout the supply chain between the farm and the grocery store. They've got a tremendous amount of input in the supply chain going to the farm and the inputs. And so it's not just that China has interest in those seed companies and chemical companies. It's that the farmer doesn't have enough choices between suppliers. And so one of the key mistakes I think we've made in this country is the Federal Trade Commission allowing the consolidation of so many companies that it's taken competition out of the supply chain, not just from the farm to the consumer, but from the seed supplier and the chemical suppliers to the farm. And so this hasn't happened just in agriculture. It's been in other areas of our economy as well. But I'm extremely concerned about the consolidation. And I think that we need to go back, and the Federal Trade Commission needs to become much more aggressive in busting up what have effectively become monopolies.
You can learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.